This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, D.C., Maryland, Virginia? Happy Monday. Welcome to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Good morning. I'm Cakes. I'm joined by Eric Bickle. He's sitting right over there.
Good morning.
To my right, and by John Paul Flame.
What's up?
Who just rolled in because there was a detour on 395 that said everybody on Monkey Tilt this morning.
Definitely was on Monkey Stilts.
I drove by the Pentagon. I drove by the Air Force Memorial. I mean, I'd never been over by that. I mean, I've seen it in the distance.
Well, didn't you just put it in your Waze, right? That's all you had to do.
Yeah, but I could. You can't pull up Waze while you're driving. Yep. Or I can't at least.
You say you're a passenger.
Because my car is moving. So then I had to wait till I got to a stop. And then I had to put in the address here. And then I was driving all over the place.
It throws you off because usually you have no traffic and you have no detours.
Correct.
But you have to plan for it. It happens. Happens once every couple months.
Oh, I budget the time in. The problem is I'm too lazy to fire up the Waze every morning before.
You don't have to do that. But as soon as I saw the flashing lights, I just put it in.
Yeah.
That was my mistake. I don't know why in your mobile app, it didn't really save me any time. I just knew where to go.
Right.
But I don't understand why in your mobile app, when you're moving, it'll say, are you a passenger or a driver?
Yeah,
it's always
said
you're a passenger.
Maybe you have a different version of it than I do. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So you should be able to use it while you're driving.
All I know is we're here safe. And we will talk some Redskins today because it's Misery Monday. But the World Series is on tomorrow. The World Series.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy to think about that the Nats are involved in the World Series and it starts tomorrow night.
Well, I wanted the Yankees to win. Did not want the Astros to win because, A, I think the Astros are better. And, B, I wanted at least to go seven games so I could burn coal. Maybe try to steal one without one of their aces out there. But it is what it is. I think they're the heaviest underdog since 2007. But the Nats have seemed to have thrived in this condition, so maybe they'll be fine. Just have to go out there and steal one and rip home field advantage.
And for those listeners wondering, no, we're not traveling to Houston to cover the World Series. That is
going to have a couple watch parties. I believe tomorrow night I'll be hosting a watch party at Mad Hatter's.
Very good.
Yep, I'll be there too.
Very good.
I've been to Mad Hatter a bunch, but I can't place it in my head.
It's definitely on UConn Ave, heading straight down into the city.
It's past DuPont, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if you go under DuPont and then come up,
you've missed it.
I think it's on the left.
It's on the left. Okay.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong on that.
Pretty sure it's by a Metro stop. I'm taking Metro tomorrow because my wife works until 6:30. I'm going to drop off the little one. I think she's going to have somebody watch the little one right around 6:15 to 6:30 at the end of her class.
Yeah.
And that's right by Shady Grove Metro.
You need to go make that money.
Take that Metro stop.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That would be good. I mean, I'm not promising I'm staying until the ninth inning, but I'll be there for several hours.
Yeah.
Should be a good time.
Look, they're in there. And we can at least focus our attention on the Nationals versus talking about the abysmal Washington Redskins who put up a donut yesterday. And it was a little bit because of the weather, but also because they're a terrible team.
They're stuck in the mud. They're not going anywhere. They've got a prehistoric coach now leading them who just wants to – all he wants to do is go back to the 1970s and play nothing but run it down your throat football.
I did Redskins Overtime Live last night, and J.P. Finley came on, and he said that Bill Callahan likes to say the most important stat in football is rushing attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Dinosaur! Are you kidding me?
Of course he's a dinosaur.
Haven't you seen teams win with 50 pass attempts?
Yeah,
I think part of that was the weather yesterday, and we were talking about it before we went on the air. I think Case was having trouble gripping the ball.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say yesterday was an outlier of a game. If it was a good weather day, I believe they would have been drummed by the 49ers.
Now, he shouldn't have trouble gripping the ball in Minnesota. The problem is they're running into Kirky Boy, who's on a heater of late. Yeah. And he's going to have a major throbber to beat the Redskins.
Oh,
a
I'm
big
sure.
one.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's interesting how Kirk's turned around. But just still, even just yesterday's game was interesting because it was a dud. It was a snoozer. It was tough to watch. But it was actually so winnable, you know? I mean, the AP fumble was devastating. The missed field goal hurt. And, of course, the dud fourth and one that everybody in the country saw coming, I don't know why they didn't just sneak it, run up the line of scrimmage, and just sneak it real quick.
The sneak percentage in the NFL is fantastic.
It's a super high percentage play.
I don't know.
Veer away from
it. I don't know. You know why? Because especially because Callahan, he probably can't even spell analytics. He despises analytics. And if somebody puts that sheet in front of him saying, you know what, sneaks are effective, I don't know, 65, 70% of the time, for whatever reason, maybe he just does not embrace it. I don't know. Yeah. I can't understand.
We're going to have Morgan Moses on the show at 8:20. I guess we have to ask him about falling asleep on a snap. I mean, that was embarrassing.
I mean, well, that I was just lost
I've
track
seen
of
that one
count.
Replayed 100 times.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are you going to do? He's just going to tell you he lost a snap count or it was miscommunication.
Yeah, you just have to ask him.
You can ask him, but it's just a miscommunication.
Maybe it's from all the Niners fans cheering in the stadium because there weren't any Redskins fans.
Well, there weren't many fans to begin with. We had, you know, Cakes and I actually had some callers. We threw out a segment during our pregame show. If you're a Redskins fan going to the game, call us and tell us why.
And look,
and most of them are just season ticket holders where, you know, you spend a good amount of money on season tickets. You're not just going to punt away 1/8 of the season, I guess. So you go to the game, but there were hardly any fans. And so we asked for people to tweet us pictures. And man, there was somebody who sent a picture during the game.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just empty seats next to him. It was an entire row. Yeah. And there was just rows of seats.
Yeah.
And this wasn't upper deck. These were down low.
I
got to believe there was 15 to 20,000 tops at the stadium.
Look, I don't blame the fans
terrible
at all.
Weather.
I can understand punting a Redskins game in 70-degree weather because the product is bad. But when it's a downpour from start to finish, I completely understand just sitting on the sideline eating that
not
ticket.
Holding it against anybody.
No, of course
the
not.
The team's awful and the conditions were brutal.
I'm not going to fan shame you for not sitting out in 3+ hours. Of a downpour. Are you kidding?
But I will say this. One pet peeve of mine is, you guys know I like Steven Sims. He had the one play early. They got to stop just handing off to him every time he's in there.
Right. It's so
just so dumb. Everybody in the gym knows that that's what they're doing. Run some patterns with the guy. Let him run some routes. I saw him do that in training camp.
But you can't do it in that slop. You just can't, like,
okay,
the way
that
Case
slop,
is playing.
But just stop. Every time he's in the slop, they're going to hand off.
Generally
him.
In the offense.
It's so dumb.
I agree. That offense, if it needs anything, it needs some spice.
Yeah. Let Sims
some
run
pizzazz.
Some freaking patterns.
I don't know if he's handicapped because Bill Callahan's a head coach and he's an offensive guy, but Kevin O'Connell is the offensive coordinator. A lot of people are wondering, how's it going to go? Uninspiring. Unimaginative,
boring,
predictable,
right. Losing.
Well, all they
is Steven
to
Sims
do,
in on any plays besides jet sweeps or reverses?
No, they don't. They don't. They just. It's so dumb. Everybody sees it coming. It's really annoying. And all they did yesterday, I understand the weather was, you know, the way it is. But Terry McLaurin gets what, one target?
Yeah.
I mean, two targets. I think for
two
the day,
targets.
One catch for 11 yards. He's their best player, and they just decided not to use him yesterday.
Well,
so,
I think
is that,
that
how it's going to be the rest of the way?
I think the more that he has done, and I'm not saying he's going to catch zero passes the rest of the way, teams are going to bracket him and prepare.
Well, they didn't even look his
well,
way.
Well, let me just say this.
They didn't even look his way.
Yesterday, Marvin Jones Jr. had four touchdowns against the Vikings secondary. If Terry McLaurin doesn't get loose against that secondary, something's going on. Now, it could be the fact that they were tilting all of their coverage towards Kenny Golladay yesterday, and Jones was beneficiary. But McLaurin, I agree with you. He has got to be more involved, especially when it's 72 degrees and you're indoors.
Look,
and there are no elements to blame.
I think Case Keenum stinks. He's a journeyman quarterback, nice guy. He might prep, might do all this stuff. He'll give you a couple moments, you know, first half against the Eagles. I mean, last week he had a couple of touchdown passes. He can make some nice plays. So obviously they don't trust him.
He's been a starter in the league, but he's probably best suited as a high-end backup.
They gave him 12 pass attempts.
That quarter 12. Quarterback play is so bad, he passes as a starter at times, but he's best suited as a backup. That's what he is.
Yeah, what's interesting is they don't seem inclined to throw Haskins out there anytime soon.
Oh, they're certainly not going to do it on a short week.
Yeah. So
Bill Callahan said he has, based on what he's seen, He has total faith in Case Keenum. Wow. How can you have total faith?
JP, you know that's coach speak. You know what that is. That's just him getting up in the mic, in front of the mic, and he needs to say something that keeps the faith of the team.
Well, I don't even know if Kevin O'Connell is truly calling the plays, because you see Bill Callahan, he's got the play sheet too. But whatever it is, it's unimaginative.
If I were O'Connell, I would walk over to Callahan and I would rip the play sheet out of his little T-Rex arms and say, the play sheet is mine. The play calling is mine. You can do everything else, you old dinosaur, but I'm calling
the
plays.
Yeah, Callahan's in charge of the run game. He's always been in charge of the run
course.
Game. And
yeah.
I'm sure he still is.
He got his wish yesterday. Run.
And it's a perfect storm of badness this upcoming week. He's got Adrian Peterson going against his former team. You think he's not going to want to give him the ball 20-plus times? Of course he is.
By the way, all the stuff that you're hearing about Callahan in practice, right, that it's been a transformation from Club J to Callahan, and they're working on ball security. Those pillow fights and pillow drills are not going to help.
Didn't help AP.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it seems silly to me, too. But, I mean, by all accounts, they say they're working a little harder in practice. I don't know. We haven't seen the results on the field yet.
Well, it's not. I mean, to be fair, I'm not a Case Keenum supporter. Who does he have out there? He's got Terry McLaurin.
Oh, he's got limited weapons.
Well, they didn't even ask him to do anything yesterday.
Jeremy Sprinkle, who was the number three tight end, is your number one tight end. The number two tight end, never heard of. Paul Richardson stinks.
Here's the way I look at it. At least for this game upcoming against the Vikings, can the Redskins score in the neighborhood of 24 to 28 points?
No.
Can they do that?
They average 12 points a game.
Because if they can't, they're going to get blown out of that building. Because the Vikings can hang 35 on you easily.
They've
scored 20 in their last three games.
They have the last few games. But they've also shown inclinations where they just hand
off. But I think,
and they go old school.
I think somebody has gotten into Zimmer's ear and said, look, I know you love running Dalvin Cook. You love to play suffocating defense. But it's stupid to pay this quarterback $30 million a season if we're not going to utilize them.
Well, Thielen nailed it. Thielen, when he was bullying Kirk, basically said, we might have the best running back in the game in Dalvin Cook.
Right.
But if you don't hit any deep shots, teams are going to stop that run.
Right.
So now they're taking some deep shots. Diggs has made a lot of plays the last couple of weeks. Thielen had a huge game 3 weeks ago. I mean, they have two of the best receivers in the game. Why wouldn't you use them?
And
then if you have that balanced attack, it's a really tough team to stop.
So the Skins, they're going to get embarrassed in back-to-back weeks. Well, actually 3 weeks, because they squeaked against the Dolphins, were lucky to win that game, shut out at home, and now they're going to go on the road on a short week where it's always tougher for the traveling team. And you're going to face...
And remember the week before that...
A guy who's desperate to beat you, desperate.
Remember the week before that, they only scored 3 against the Giants.
Yeah, I know.
Well, supposedly it was the first time in 2 years that an NFL game has gone scoreless through the first half. I can't verify that, but that was the number that we heard.
By the way, I'm officially stupid because the whole time we're doing the pregame, we're looking out at the weather. Just looking at it. There's a big giant window out into the parking lot in Centerville. And Valdez got me onto the over in the Ravens-Seahawks game when clearly the play was the under in the Redskins game.
And you said it several times.
It couldn't have been more.
But you're so anti-under, you couldn't buy in.
I think I have such an under bias that even when it's screaming at me, when it's right there saying, please bet the under, please do it, I just wasn't able to do it.
But didn't you win a bill yesterday?
No, I won a bill I won a bill betting against Rutgers
over
the weekend. Yeah. But then I rolled it into the over because the Matt and Matt show told me, well, we've got a tingle that the Seahawks and the Ravens are going over. And, of course, my brain hears over, and I bet it.
Ravens
so now
did
their
back
part. To zero. I'm probably owe the juice.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. We will be talking some Redskins throughout the show. Craig Hoffman, who was there, a Redskins beat reporter. He was at FedEx Field. He'll join us at 7. We've got Morgan Moses at 8:20 and Chris Thompson at 9 o'clock, all right here on The Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, on Friday, I was telling you, I don't know what to do with my time when I'm just like solo.
Yeah.
The wife and the little one were in Outer Banks until Saturday. So Friday, after Dylan got done with school, I asked him, said, do you want to go see a movie? I don't like going to see movies solo. He's 12. I took him to see Joker.
Okay.
I don't know how appropriate that is.
Oh, it's but inappropriate. I saw Joker, and it's pretty violent and dark.
It's dark. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, it's not a movie for a 12-year-old.
And people who love that movie, I don't quite understand what they love about it. I liked it. I respect Joaquin Phoenix's acting performance. But I kind of agree with my son. We walked out of there, and he's like, I don't know if I really liked it. And I was like, I don't know if I really liked it either. It's just a disturbing,
dark movie. But I don't think it's a movie that I would seek out to watch again. But I like bringing like a 12 or 13.
He's almost 13.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty violent, though.
It's very violent.
Was he freaked out by it?
No.
Oh, then he was fine.
He plays Fortnite. I mean, Fortnite, like every kid plays Fortnite.
Yeah, that's
just nothing but killing.
Yeah, but that's video game violence. It's more sanitized. Like, he wasn't freaked out when the dude that he used to work with came back into his apartment with the short dude.
Right.
And only the short dude walked out of the apartment.
Once you saw the scissors in his back pocket, you knew what was happening.
Yeah, I guess.
You knew there was going to be a scissor killing.
I don't think you could really compare Fortnite to Joker. Yeah. I mean, it couldn't be any more different.
I mean, it's just lots of killing.
Well, one's a cartoony video game.
Yeah,
without
the other's
real
like
blood
real like gritty, dark, violent.
The other one complained to you? Was he freaked out at all?
He was just like me. Like both of us walked out of that movie. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. The
two cyborgs walking out of a movie together.
I don't understand the people that loved this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there are some people that love... Kevin gave it a 5 out of 5.
Well, he's an extreme case.
JP, nobody enjoyed the movie. A lot of people liked the movie because they felt a connection to it because of their own personal struggles. That's why people like the movie. No one came out high five and said, yeah, that was awesome.
Right.
Let's go see it again.
Right. Like Kevin, I think when Kevin reviewed it, he said he felt dirty. He felt like he had to take a shower. That's kind of, you feel like a little slimy when you come out of Joker.
Like I said, I liked it, and it was a better choice than Gemini Man. I don't know anything about Gemini Man other than it's Will Smith playing himself.
Yeah, like a younger version of himself that's cloned to come back and kill his older self.
Those were the two choices. So at least filled some time and saw Joker, but didn't love it.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's made a ton of ton of money.
It's crushing at the box office.
It has killed it, but I just don't see how people walk away loving it. But Kevin did. I look forward to seeing The Irishman. That's getting a lot of hype.
Yeah.
I will say De Niro's in Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Did they de-age him there?
I don't think
he looked pretty good there.
I don't think he's been de-aged in that movie.
But that's what they're doing in a lot of these movies.
Yeah, but I think
the Irishman, he's de-aged.
Maybe, but as the talk show host in Joker, I think he was playing his own age.
I don't know. I've seen him in real life, and he looks hurting.
Well,
he looked much better in this one.
Well, he's getting up there in years.
But it's also one of these movies, too, EB, where everything's subject to interpretation.
Hmm.
So the ending, you just don't even know what's real or what was in Joker's head or what was real.
Yeah.
Here's just what's not. Have to decide.
Doesn't sound like my kind of movie.
Here's what is not subject to interpretation. JP's headphones are falling out every 30 seconds.
Are your ears so small that you can't even?
I don't know what's happening over there.
I don't know.
Seriously, you can't come in here every day and think to yourself, this is fun doing the show with these cans, these earbuds falling out of my ears every 20 seconds.
It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you.
It bothers
Do they fall
me
out all the time?
It bothers me tremendously.
They fall out all the time?
Because they fall out, and then he's fumbling with it, and then he sticks it back in, and then he talks for a little bit.
Why don't you just get some traditional headphones?
A minute later, they fall out again.
I've been using the blue ones every once in a while.
And you
but
forgot those?
Because it's a long story, but we
just
change cars all the time, and I use them at the gym.
Why don't you leave them in your locker? You got a locker here.
Because I use them at the gym.
Oh.
Just buy like a $10 pair of, you know what? I might buy.
He doesn't like to carry anything. Like most people, they'll carry like a backpack. You know, maybe even some people still carry briefcases.
Yeah.
JP likes to walk around life carrying nothing.
Right. Unencumbered.
Yeah.
It's kind of your problem.
Yeah.
A backpack, a
not
string
really
bag.
A problem.
A string bag, you're not even carrying it. It's just on your back. You know what I mean? Even a backpack.
JP used to carry a string bag.
Yeah. What's wrong with a string bag?
I do that when I bring in workout clothes if I'm going to work
out
here.
Why don't you do that when you bring in your work?
Even a fanny pack. You
even
know,
essentials.
I leave these in the locker.
Even a nerd sack with a pair of.
What's a nerd sack?
Like a fanny pack.
Oh,
a nerd
Lordy.
Sack. Wear one of those with a pair of headphones.
Are those back?
And a pen.
Is Hulk Hogan still wearing those?
I think they're back.
They are?
Like, I've seen some of my son, who's 15, some of his friends, wearing fanny/nerd packs
right?
around. I think it's an accessory that's trying to make a comeback. I don't know if it's fully made
I've never
it.
Had one.
I haven't had one either.
I had one back in the day.
I mean, I might when I'm 80, if I make it to 80, when not everything's working upstairs, and I think, well, this is handy to bring my meds around in. Maybe when I'm 75
or 80. I use kind of a version of it to put my phone in when I go for a run. Like, it's like a strap you put around. It's not really a fanny pack, but it's just like, some people put a strap around their arms.
Okay.
I just have one you strap around your waist.
That's like bordering on a nerd sack.
Kind of sounds like a fanny pack. You just don't want to call it a fanny pack.
Well, it's not a fanny pack. It's designed to hold your phone while you go for a run. But you just, instead of strapping it around your arm, you strap it around your waist.
But my son's friend, when we picked him up there the other day, it wasn't the standard sling it around the midsection. It was like slung over the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
It's like the new look, I think.
Right.
I don't know. I saw a bunch of them. You're going to laugh. Saw a bunch of them at Vans Warped Tour this past summer
right.
in Atlantic
That's
City
what the kids
as well.
Are doing?
That's what the kids, I think, are doing.
All right, let's go to Eric in Woodbridge. Eric, did you see Joker?
I saw it the first day it came out. Good morning, Jones.
What's up, man?
And you brought your kid?
So, I brought my 12-year-old son, and let me tell you, JP, I caught so much flack from every family member, coworker, church member. Oh, how could you bring your kid to go see this? But we both really enjoyed it. Here's what we enjoyed about it. We didn't enjoy, like, how he was crazy. We didn't relate to him. He is a very relatable character to a certain point until that switch turns and he goes crazy. The acting is remarkable. The cinematography, the backstory. Nobody ever knew about the Joker. And I think the way they tell the story, the way they lay it out, at the end of the movie you go, aha, that's why he turned nuts. Not that it's okay, but you really kind of get into the mind and understand of what made the Joker the Joker.
Well, I think he's nuts in the beginning.
He
just
nuts.
Gets a little more nuts.
How many stars you give it, Eric?
Like, I'm no Kevin McCarthy, no world traveler.
Right.
I agreed with him. 5 out of 5.
Five out of five.
High praise.
We're going to go see it again. So.
Oh, how old is your son?
He's 12, almost 13.
Okay. He's about the same age.
Yeah, but we talked about it. He is into the Fortnite, so I think there is something with the Fortnite. Even though Fortnite's cartoony, but yeah.
Did I read that Fortnite went away for a couple days? And people were freaking out.
They absolutely freaked out. So for a couple of days, Fortnite made for Epic Games in the year 2018 $2.6 billion.
I can't even fathom it.
It's quite a cash cow.
Now, I think the revenue was down in January and maybe this year. They're not set to make $2.6 billion. But what they did was brilliant. For everybody who was playing Fortnite, went online, and there was a black hole.
They all got sucked into a black hole.
People were freaking out because they couldn't play the game.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, chapter two, whole new map, whole new world.
By the way, Valdez, I think we need to revisit our Yes, No Men Volume 1, because I think Joker was on that review. And look, it's not crazy to forecast that
Boy, you guys are crazy.
Joker is going to be a hit, but it's been a massive hit, Valdez. And these guys told you.
When's right after Terminator? I think
Terminator comes out in November, I think. That's going to be
Thumbs up on Terminator?
No, I think
we were thumbs down.
Remember,
on Terminator.
We don't count overseas take. We only count United States take.
Gotcha. I don't know. I saw
very
the trailer.
Specific.
Yes.
I think people are going to be into it.
Maybe that's a miss. We'll see.
People are going to be into it. The other thing I did on Friday to occupy my time, I played tennis with my friend John, who has some sort of fancy job over at Potbelly. But once again, I got Joned on because I didn't have tennis shoes. So,
what'd you play tennis in? Or your running shoes?
I play with my running shoes.
Docksiders.
So,
you understand that you can't, when you stop, your ankles roll over on those. There's a reason why they have tennis shoes.
I was going to just give a shout out to our guy Daryl over at Tennistopia.
Did he hook you up?
So I sent him a text and I was like, look, Drab's killing me. I've actually been playing a little bit more, played twice in a week. And so thank you to Daryl from Tennistopia. I got hooked up with some new Nikes.
Good.
So we'll see if that'll improve the tennis game. I don't think it's going to improve your tennis game,
but it might help you from rolling your ankles over.
They actually had some, because I tried to, it's, to me, when you actually try shoes, it's really hard to figure out which ones feel better, to be quite honest. They had ones, though, that were really like ankle protectors. I think they were the Adidas's, where they almost have like a bumper on the side. Have you seen those shoes?
No. No.
It's supposed
but
to
you
prevent
need the support
you from rolling
just,
over.
You just need the support, just the basic part of the shoe. Because if you just have running shoes, they just fold over.
Yeah.
So you should be good.
And then the other thing I just wanted to mention about the weekend, my son and I must have spent an hour spending time figuring out our Survivor pool picks in the Big Ten. And we mapped it all out. We had 7 weeks left, seven teams, mapped it out like, well, who can Northwestern possibly beat, right? You look at all of Northwestern's games like, oh, well, they play UMass. Then you're like, well, who's going to beat up on Maryland? So you're like, all right, take that. Who's going to beat up on Rutgers? There was 1 week, which we looked at, week 10, where it was like, all right, this is a little dicey. We either got to take Nebraska or we got to take Purdue. They're playing each other. You got to use one of them. There was no consideration that Wisconsin would lose this weekend. They were favored by 31 points.
Massive fave.
That's the one to Illinois?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you spent all this time, and then freaking Wisconsin gets upset by Illinois. It actually is fun. It was my first foray into college Survivor.
But you weren't eliminated, right? Your pick
eliminated.
Because who did you pick? Who did you pick?
We picked Wisconsin.
Gotcha.
I mean, there were 31 point favorites.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I was already eliminated, so I had no. As you would have said back in the day, horse in the fight. So I couldn't have cared less. I actually chuckled when I saw Wisconsin lose.
What's the correct cliche?
Dog in the fight.
Dog in the fight.
Dog in the fight.
Horse in the race, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I'm desperate to tell you about something, but we're closing in on a break, so maybe I'll do it the next segment. My wife got me a gift over the weekend that I think, honestly, is changing my life. I think it'll
game changer.
I think it's a game changer.
Really?
A total game changer.
Mm.
And I'll give you a little hint. What's the one thing that we all struggle with in this room? What's the one thing, one common denominator?
Memory.
Sleep.
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 And it's changing my life sleep-wise for the better. It's shocking to me. I've never heard of it. When she was at the store, she said, "Do you want me to get this for you?" And I said, whatever. It sounds kind of hokey.
Whatever happened to those wacky glasses you wore?
Yeah, your blue light filters.
I've tried everything. I have those.
I don't think they're as wacky as you think. Like, I was reading a story about the Bucks, like when they flew to London. I can't remember if they got boat raced.
There's definitely something to that, the glasses.
Like, the training staff gave all of those donks the blue light filter glasses.
Yeah, there's definitely something to it.
Something to it.
But this has had more of an immediate effect on my sleep than anything I've ever used.
Hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's a game changer. And my daughter, she knew all about it.
It's not whistling?
It's not whistling. That might have an effect that nothing can touch.
It's not buns?
Just below buns and whistling.
Okay. All right.
Melatonin.
I've tried it all. I've tried buns, whistling, melatonin, CBD oil, the glasses. I've tried it. This might have the greatest effect on my sleep ever. It's a total game changer. I think everybody in here should have one. I'll tell you about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter, will join us coming up at 7. We will delve into the misery of the Redskins being shut out in an ugly game by the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan giving the game ball to his dad.
Hmm. Is that your secret weapon for sleep? Just the Redskins game against the 49ers on a constant loop?
No, it was pretty boring, though. I mean, we can all admit to that. No, this is something that it just shocked me. I scoffed at it when my wife suggested it. She was out shopping. She went shopping at Kohl's.
Okay.
I was Joan on...
Sorry, I'm not a big Kohl's guy, but my wife will like to go there and buy tchotchkes.
Yeah.
She said she had a $50 gift card.
A lot of people thought Cakes bought his outfit at Kohl's.
Yeah,
like
cake shop there.
Definitely bought my Dockers at Kohl's.
I don't like Kohl's because
100%.
I don't want to disparage them. I hope they're not sponsors. But, like, if you want to buy a pair of Nikes, you get, like, the Kohl's Nikes. You don't get, like, the regular Nikes. Like, they make a...
You don't get, like, the Pacers Nikes.
You don't get the silly Nikes. You get the Kohl's version.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just the nubs. So I just don't
you
get
size. Their entry-level tier type shoe.
Yeah. Moms love Kohl's Cash.
Yeah.
I just don't get size. But my wife
so
went,
does
anyway.
Flakes.
So I'm sitting on the couch, and then I'm telling you, this is the one thing that we all struggle with. And I think most people, they're desperate to improve their sleep. And listen, we do the Sleep Number beds.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Definitely helps you sleep better. I can't endorse that enough. But I think sometimes some of us have more trouble sleeping than others. I use melatonin on the regular. I use CBD oil at night. I've used the Blu-ray glasses for months at a time. I just simply will booze sometimes
right.
to try to help myself wind down.
You'll stop at nothing.
I mean, sleeping is a real issue for me. Yeah. I wake up 1,000 times. I've documented sleep apnea. I toss and turn. Sleeping is brutal for me. She called me and said, I see this product for sale, and I read about it. It's supposed to help you sleep.
Right.
And it's supposed to help you with anxiety and other things. Do you want to try it? And I said, sounds like a gimmick. I said, and then she says, no, seriously. And then she said, I said, okay, it's up to you. If you want to get it, just get it for me. She bought me a weighted blanket. Have you ever heard of this?
Now, I've heard.
It's not a new
few
thing,
talk
I don't think.
About it.
This thing was life-changing.
Okay.
It's a 15-pound blanket.
All right.
Okay?
It's kind of heavy for a blanket.
It's so heavy, Case. Yeah. It feels like it's 100 pounds. I mean, actually put it on the scale.
Weighted will be for
it's like an x-ray blanket. Like, is that what it feels like when they take an x-ray?
It kind of feels like that.
It's kind of like that.
It kind of feels like that. It feels like it's 50 pounds. I put it on the scale, the big old thing. I put it on the scale, and it was like 14.4. It's, it's billed as a 15-pound blanket.
Okay.
But I think they make them like 20, depending how big they are.
Yeah.
You get like a 30, 40-pound blanket, whatever. I put it on just when I was watching a game.
Right.
Supposedly, weighted blankets offer touch pressure stimulation. They've been shown to produce a calming, soothing effect that reduces anxiety. And because deep touch pressure also helps with mood and sleep, it's great for sleep and for people like to suffer from ADHD. All of that I got.
Right.
I got all of that. I got anxiety. I got ADHD. I can't sleep. You put this pressure, heavy, weighted blanket on you, Cakes. I'm telling you, you immediately feel calm. I sleep like a friggin' baby.
Really?
I don't kick my blanket. One of my big issues is I toss and turn a lot, so I kick the blankets off.
Ah.
So I freeze. Then I wake up. That can't happen with the weighted blanket. You can't move under that thing. It's so heavy.
How many days have you used it?
Three. I use it everywhere I go now. I use it if I'm downstairs, like, watching a game. Give me the blanket. I bring that weighted blanket. I'm going to have one on every floor, in every room.
Right.
I'm going to have it everywhere.
You'll be sleeping all over the place.
I'm going to buy 2 million heavy blankets. They're the most incredible things I've ever seen.
No, no.
I
You endorse a heavy blanket.
I think Sleep
That's
Number
what you do.
I think Sleep Number makes a heavy blanket.
There you go.
I gotta endorse that.
You don't buy any. You get them for trade.
I should get a dozen sent to my
Probably
house.
Probably should.
I'm the biggest supporter of heavy blanket you've ever heard. Go to Kohl's. My wife got one on sale. They're kind of pricey.
Yeah.
I think they could be like $100 or something.
Okay.
But it's worth every penny.
Weighted blanket.
Dude, you're warm, and there's something to it. They say the weighted blanket lowers your heart rate. And they say it leads to an overall feeling of calmness. It uses pressure therapy that helps calm your entire body.
What about when
which
you're
helps
sweating
you sleep?
Me over in the Ravens Seahawks game? Can it calm me while I'm doing that?
I don't know if that'll work.
Stupid Seahawks trotted out their kicker at the end.
I don't know if that'll work.
All they need to do is score a touchdown, Drabby, and I hit the over, but they didn't.
I mean,
hey,
if it works,
thanks a lot.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
I mean, I'm sure it's been around for 100 years.
My only problem with sleeping is just commitment to actually sleeping. Like, I have no problem sleeping once I put
then
my head down.
Then you're not a
the
candidate
problem
for
is,
it.
The problem is I just stay up too late.
Some of us toss and turn, wake up a million times.
Oh, yeah, the tossing and turning.
Yeah,
is...
I'm a toss. I flop around like a effing fish.
I was a good candidate.
Pillows end up on the floor.
Yeah.
The covers are all over the place.
Yes. I have 3 pillows on the floor, 2 blankets on the floor, sheet on the floor. But not with the heavy blanket. I'm covered the entire night. I barely move.
I'm intrigued. You have me sold.
Dude.
But I just I don't understand.
Changed my life.
I don't understand the physics of it. Like, how does a weighted blanket make you sleep better?
Well, they say it also. It's something that makes you feel like you're being like
probably goes back
being
to
like
being
swaddled.
A baby.
Like swaddled.
Yeah.
It's just a comfort pressure. They say it's pressure therapy. I don't know anything about the science of it. All I can tell you is you put a big ass heavy blanket on you. It does calm you. And then you can't flop around anymore. You just sleep great.
All right, well,
you sleep incredible.
It goes how do you
to the
sleep?
Baby thing because
I sleep on my stomach.
Which is
not good.
No, it's not.
No.
But I think that's how I sleep.
Probably the physiology of it goes back to the swaddling and the baby thing. Because Isabella has now grown out of it. Mm-hmm. For almost 2 years, she slept in this sleep sack thing. Where you just zip her up and she's totally inside.
Yeah, like the arms are restrained. Or
maybe you can have the arms out, but it's called a sleep sack.
Hey, Awan, go get a giant blanket, and I'll wrap Valdez up like a burrito in that thing, and he'll fall right asleep.
Here you go.
I'm sorry.
He's running the board.
Do heavy blankets help you sleep? Weighted blankets help improve melatonin because they help produce serotonin. A study from the Journal of Sleep Medicine and Disorders in 2015 found that a weighted blanket helped those with insomnia sleep better simply because it helped them feel more settled in bed. It's totally true. You feel just snug and tight and silly, and it just relaxes you.
Valdez loves weights. Look at him.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to love a weighted blanket.
I'm telling you.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Last night was a little later because what was I watching last night?
Cowboys Sunday Night Football.
I watched a little of Cowboys Eagles, I think. Oh, Shark Tank. I watched Shark Tank from 9 to 10.
All right.
So well, I think I went to bed around 10:15.
When you went to bed, were you exhausted or were you just normal?
Because
you know Sunday nights are almost impossible to fall asleep right away.
Average. You know, I wasn't exhausted.
All right. And how quickly did you fall asleep with the weighted blanket?
I'm going to guess 5 minutes.
And you slept right through the night?
My blanket covered me the whole night.
Did you go to bed and wake up in the same position that you fell asleep?
I do remember waking up a few times, but I was covered by the blanket the entire night. That's all I can tell you. I'm like you, Valdez. It sounds like it. We're up. My pillows and my blankets
all over the place.
Over the floor. They're never on the bed. My wife has her kind of blankets. My blankets, I rip them off her.
Comforters at the end of the bed.
Everywhere.
Sheets on the other end.
It looks like a tornado hit
exactly.
my bedroom.
Does your wife have to have like separate blankets? Because if you share a bed, you got
same
sheets.
She basically takes
blankets.
One comforter. I take another one and the sheets and other blankets and throw pillows. I have everything you can imagine to try to cover me and keep
like
me
a
warm.
Pillow fort while
Nothing
you're asleep.
Keeps me warm at night except the weighted blanket. It's probably been around for 200 years, but I just stumbled onto it. It's the greatest invention since the wheel.
I'm stealing this from Funny Danny, but you are a reptile. You're cold-blooded, apparently. You can't warm yourself.
It makes you warmer, the blanket.
You feel warm, and the pressure.
What did you wear to bed? Did you like wear your sweats?
I wear what I always wear.
And you're not extra hot in it?
Nope. I feel silly. It feels incredible.
So warm.
I just want to stay there forever. It feels amazing. I just want to die there. I'm telling you, it's
a great pitch. I just want to die there.
It's an awesome feeling. You know, have you ever had that? Cake's brought up a great analogy. When you go and you get that X-ray thing on you.
It actually, I'm trying to think about
it feels
that.
Kinda silly,
it does feel kind of silly.
Yeah. Imagine that over your whole body.
It feels a little restraining, I'll be honest. I'm happy when they take it off. Like, I'm like, this thing's kind of heavy. But maybe
dude,
once you get acclimated to it.
I want to get a bigger one and a heavier one.
Yeah. How heavy is the one that you have now?
Mine is 15 pounds.
I mean, it's going to be so heavy at some point you won't be able to get out of bed.
When I bring it downstairs onto the couch, it feels like I'm carrying, you know, like a small deer or something. I mean, it's huge. It's so heavy. Let's go to Big Keith. Big Keith, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Look, I want to talk. My wife has one of those blankets, man.
Does she swear by it?
Yo, she loves it. Swear by it, but she scared me. I thought she was trying to attempt murder on me the first time she got it. I didn't know she had it. And I woke up and couldn't move. It was so heavy. I was trying to push it off me. I thought she was trying to kill me in the bed, man. What is going on?
Yeah.
But she lives by it, man. She has the 15-pound also, and she's endorsed it to everybody she knows.
It's a great thing. I don't know how long it's been around. Probably been around forever. But we just stumbled onto it, and it's amazing.
I think the first person I heard about it from is...
Thanks, Keith.
Is Caroline that works for NBC Sports Washington.
She has one too?
Well, I saw her tweeting about it like 2 weeks ago, I think. And I was like, I was like, weighted blanket. What is this nonsense? And now apparently it's
a game changer.
It's a thing.
It's a life changer.
Okay.
If when I'm dead, I want in the coffin, I want the weighted blanket. I want my eternal sleep under a weighted blanket.
Oh, you have the weight. 6 feet of dirt.
Yeah.
Let's go to Keith in Annapolis. Keith. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, my wife has one as well, and she swears by it. There's apparently a formula for how heavy you're supposed to get based on your body weight, but yeah, she's got one. My son's got one.
Your son has one?
Yeah, 8-year-old son.
I bet it. My daughters that are home, they want to use it all the time. We have a fight over who gets to use the weighted blanket.
You've had it for 3 days. Yeah. How many fights do you have?
A dozen. We spent a lot of time on the couch.
Watching TV. You got to throw it in the suitcase when you travel, and then your suitcase weighs 75 pounds.
That hurts, yeah.
That would be a dagger.
Then you're paying a fee.
That would be a dagger.
Yeah, just buy one on the road
trip.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Keith.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a thing. Kohl's has them on sale. I think they can be as much as like $200, but I'm sure you can get a knockoff. Like 50 or something.
So I don't have the same problem sleeping that you have. I will tell you my game changer, and it's just the weekend. I slept until 8 on Saturday.
It's amazing.
It wasn't like I slept until 11, but I went to bed at a reasonable time. Oh, my God. It was so good. Like, I was like, this is what it feels like to sleep, 8.5-9 hours.
Saturday morning was my first night with the weighted blanket. Slept till 10.
Oh,
that's never happened to me.
It's amazing.
Since we've been doing the morning show.
It's called
living the dream. That hasn't happened to me in 20-some years. I was in bed till 10.
Apparently, the formula for a weighted blanket to have your best sleep is it's 10% of your body weight is how heavy the weight.
So I need another 5 pounds.
And then you'll be silly.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it is.
Just throw another barbell in there.
I actually want one a little bit
throw
bigger.
Throw a tiny plate in
there.
Yeah,
throw a plate in there.
Let's go to Amy, Ellicott City. Amy, a lot of chicks have these.
Oh, my God. I love them.
Right?
They're the best. Yes. In fact, we have three.
See?
We have one. Well, I bought one for my son because he has anxiety, and he refused to use it. He was like, no way. So I'm like, well, it's too late to return it, so I decided to use it. It is like a hug for your body.
I have anxiety, too. I sat Austin Eckler in two fantasy leagues yesterday.
Well, it would have calmed you.
Yeah, it totally would have.
It would have calmed you. Go ahead, Amy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so it's fabulous. It's just calms you down. It's just like, it's like your mom is hugging you and telling you it's going to be all right. And so then I went and bought a second one because my son, after I told him how awesome it was, he tried it one night. He said, yeah, you're never getting it back. It's
right.
Mine. So then I bought another one for myself. And my husband was curious because I had the size that was like the equivalent of the space of a full-size bed.
Right.
I went and got the king size for both of us.
How much did that cost you? Like 500?
No. It was, I got it through Amazon. It was, I think, 150. But did you guys know that they also sell duvets for them?
Yeah, I was told you need a duvet for it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So what is a duvet again?
The cover for like a
comforter. Oh, so okay.
It's basically what you, it's almost like a pillowcase for the weighted blanket.
Okay.
And you tie it in, but then if, let's say, you tend to eat in bed or whatever.
Sleep. I just want to go to sleep now.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, but then, if you have dogs or whatever and it gets dirty, you just untie it and you wash it just like a pillowcase.
Right.
And so, oh my gosh. So now we have one for my son, one for my husband and I, although he tends to throw it over on my side, but I say the more weight, the better.
Right.
Because he says I was like a flounder. I would constantly flip over in my sleep.
Yes.
I sleep through the night now.
It's amazing.
I sleep like the dead. So I can't tell people enough about them.
How long have you had them, Amy?
Not that long. I bought one in June. That was the one for my son, and he refused to wear it or use it. And
it must be sort of popular right now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I work in education, and so weighted blankets and vests have been around for years.
Oh, a weighted vest that you can walk around in that thing.
Yes, and they have them even for pets. So if your dog is scared of thunderstorms and things like that, you can actually get a weighted vest for a dog. So they originated for people with anxiety or autism and things like that, but other people who maybe have a child with that are like, this is fabulous for me. So
no, it's incredible. It's a game changer.
You gotta run.
I recommend it to everyone. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. Bye.
You need to do a before and after picture.
What do you mean?
I don't know. See if you're saying it's a game changer.
It
see
is.
If you look different after like using it for a month.
I don't think you'll look different. I think
you
feel different.
You might have less bags under your eyes, things like that, because you're sleeping better.
Yeah. Maybe. I'm not doing it for any physical appearancing. I'm doing it so I feel good. And it's amazing.
Generally, if you're feeling better, your physical appearance will change.
Maybe. I can't recommend it enough. Everybody go out, get on Amazon right now and order one.
All right, coming up next, it is a misery Monday. Redskins fall to the Niners. 9-0 yesterday, shut out.
Blech.
Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter, he was at FedEx Field. He'll join us next here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.